The Truth News Network. You know him, you love him, you can't live without him. Well, you can. But why would you want to? Dan Newman.
You'd certainly be without a lot of information that we provide for you here daily at Truth News Network. Before we even get started, let me thank you, let me applaud you, because yesterday 514,000 Americans and foreigners, as a matter of fact, read and listened to Truth News Network's story. Thank you so much for being a part of this family. The best thing that can happen, the best response that we can ever get, is for you to share what we're doing, either the written or the podcast or both, with friends and family or people that you want to get to know exactly the truth about what's going on in Washington. And apparently, that's what you're doing. So let's get right to today. Well, no surprise to anyone, Trump impeachment reboot is definitely on the way. We knew it would happen. We thought it would be a while, but it's here, folks. This from Fox News, quote, Democratic Representative Eric Swalwell of California, in an interview on Wednesday, would not rule out a new impeachment effort against President Trump over his alleged interference in the criminal case of his former associate, Roger Stone. Federal prosecutors on Monday had recommended a sentence of between 87 and 108 months in prison for Stone's conviction on 7 counts of obstruction. And I stumbled because of the months there. I apologize. That's actually 7 to 9 years. His conviction on 7 counts were for obstruction, witness tampering, making false statements to Congress on charges that stem from the former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. But in a stunning reversal, as Fox News first reported, leadership at the Justice Department overruled the prosecutors on the case, scaling back the proposed sentence for Stone, which immediately led Democrats to accuse Trump of interfering in the process by tweeting about his displeasure with the DOJ. Trump denies it, and the case lately has been complicated further by questions over possible juror bias. And incidentally, the Attorney General also denied he has not spoken with President Trump, and President Trump said he has not spoken with the Attorney General. During an interview with CNN on Wednesday, Swalwell was asked whether Democrats would look to launch a new impeachment inquiry into the new controversy. He said this, you know, we're not going to take our options, any options, off the table. Swalwell, a member of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees, told that to CNN. He continued, we don't wake up in the morning wanting to impeach him. We don't wake up in the morning wanting to impeach him? Hey, if anybody reading this believes Swalwell's statement, I've got a 10-ounce bar of 24-karat gold I need you to look at. It's real gold. And I'll sell it to you for $100. That's all he thinks about. Democrats don't just wake up every day thinking about impeaching President Trump. They never stop thinking of that. And no American should be surprised that they are probably going to use another sham allegation to turn into an impeachment probe. Their third, if you include Mueller's, of the president. Want an example or two? Well, Los Angeles area Congresswoman Karen Bass told TMZ's Harvey Levin that not only would they try to impeach Trump again if he wins in 2020, but their seek and destroy mission will probably uncover even more information that could show, quote, he's owned and operated by the Russians. Bass told TMZ that the articles of impeachment will probably be different the second time around because of all the dirt they'll dig up on Trump. Here's what she said in her tweet. It might not be the same articles of impeachment because the odds are we'd have a ton more information. He probably has other examples of criminal behavior. That's funny. I haven't seen any example of any previous criminal behavior. Neil Katyal, a former acting solicitor general under Barack Obama, said double jeopardy protections do not apply to impeachment. He said this. If the Senate doesn't vote to convict Trump in this first trial, which they didn't, or tries to monkey with his trial, he could, of course, be retried in the new Senate should he win re-election. Double jeopardy protections don't apply, and senators voting on impeachment in the next months know this. Donald Trump, I still believe, is a one-man crime wave, and we can't let him get away with all of his other offenses against the Constitution and the people, said Representative Jamie Raskin, Democrat of Maryland, a member of the House Judiciary Committee. One day after Trump's acquittal, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the House was awaiting the outcome of several lawsuits previously filed by Democrats, including those targeting Trump's financial records at Deutsche Bank and former White House counsel Don McGahn. Quote, "We will continue to do our oversight to protect and defend the Constitution," she said during a press conference, vowing to continue to investigate allegations of administrative wrongdoing wherever it arises. And this one more. "Any future prospects for impeachment will depend on a mixture of the gravity of the offense and then the imminent danger to democracy and the election." That's another quote from Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland. "If the president insists upon violating the Constitution to try to fix this election, he is going to find he's met his match in the House of Representatives. We're not going to put up with that." How can any American not see and not understand that the entire Democrat Party seems to be fixated on one thing and one thing only? That thing has nothing to do with lowering drug prices, stopping the flow of illegal drugs into the nation, fixing immigration's broken laws, or helping DACA recipients whose parents brought them here illegally and now they're stuck. That thing is not making this economy that's booming, far beyond experts predicted would happen, and far beyond the best expectations of what they said could happen. It does not include improving what already is the lowest unemployment rate for African Americans ever, the lowest unemployment rate for women in 60 years, or improving what is now the highest rate of the labor participation rate in 50 years. We could continue to list more of the amazing accomplishments of this president, but that would take too much time, and most of you already know what they all are. So what is that thing on which Democrats are fixated? Before you assume what that thing might be, that one thing, consider this. There's really not just one thing that gobbles up Democrats' concentration. I'll give you details just ahead. Every American is paying a price for Democrats forcing the U.S. government to function in this most partisan political atmosphere in U.S. history. The one thing is actually a combination of quite a few things that are each focused on one target. There's not just one thing, but there is one target. Run Donald Trump out of the White House. President Trump has that big bullseye on his back. Now, don't assume that this is the blame game here at TNN. Don't assume we here think Democrats are all evil and are all meeting every night in some secret location to craft ways to their ideas on the nation. I'm certain there are numerous conversations between Democrats about what Democrats are doing and what should be doing instead. But I don't think there's some grand conspiracy among their party, although they certainly talk incessantly about Republicans and Mr. Trump. Democrats' chief problem is their lack of two things, unity and leadership. Their lack of leadership has diminished whatever effectiveness they may have had in the past. Consider those 8 years under Obama. You know, they were really different than these that we're in now. Barack Obama was an electric speaker, a great communicator to people from every background, had the ability to draw people together too. Don't forget now, he spent much of his professional life before politics as a community organizer. That involved reaching out to people, drawing them together under a common cause, and instigating unanimous actions by such a group to achieve specific results. That actually sounds like how political parties should act in Congress. Democrats are desperate to find a Barack Obama Part II. I have news for them. There's no other Obama in this Democrat Party. That's how Donald Trump won in 2016. Democrats tried hard to turn Hillary Clinton in as the replacement for Obama, who would take their party to the next level. But as they watched, it became obvious there was little substance in Hillary, at least not enough to even get a good start towards Obama Part II. Getting elected was the only way she could have gotten started. She was a product of a worn and tired political ideology that time had just simply passed by. Trump, on the other hand, was new. He was different. I think we can all agree he's a different guy. He's a definitely different politician. He certainly is a Barack Obama. but he too has a unique magnetism that draws many people to him. But it also, just as oppositely charged magnets do when put together, drives some people away. Trump was the very first Republican since Reagan that actually looked like a middle America, even though he's a billionaire from Queens. That's not the first thing you think about when you see and hear Donald Trump. He's rough. He's caustic. He brought the communication ability to conservative politics unseen since the Gipper. The biggest thing Americans like about him that gave him the election victory is his empathy for Americans of every class. What have Democrats lost? Well, go back to the 60s with me. For those of you who were alive in the early 60s, you can relate to what I'm about to say. If you're too young to remember, just follow along with these explanations. I was just a boy when JFK was elected. JFK was a Massachusetts Democrat, became a U.S. Senator. He was a war hero and the eldest son in a multi-generational, wealthy, and politically connected U.S. family. The nation had just completed the first decade after the end of World War II. The 1940s saw the U.S. take on simultaneously, think about this, Adolf Hitler in Germany, Mussolini in Italy and other parts of Europe, and Japanese Emperor Hirohito in the Pacific, and was victorious over all three. That World War II victory taught Americans a whole lot, and those lessons learned put JFK in the White House and the Democrat Party back to the forefront of American politics. Yeah, he was wealthy. He was from a deep-rooted Democrat elite family. JFK was a politician, though, that looked average Americans in the eye and spoke to them and not at them. That's a huge benefit. A large part of the nation fell in love with that and fell in love with him. He faced horrendous challenges when he was in the White House with Russia, Cuba, racial division and extremism domestically, anti-war activism, and an American economy that was lackluster at best. What he knew that today's Democrats either don't see or maybe just lost is his ability to speak a message that resonates with average Americans. JFK was an Ivy League product, and he was nothing like Donald Trump. But the commonality of communication to all Americans gave Mr. Kennedy the same edge as Donald Trump has today. And Democrats gladly fell in line with their beloved Jack Kennedy. The Democrat Party after Kennedy and Johnson faced similar problems as does this Democrat Party relating to all Americans. Jimmy Carter fell flat on his face. Bill Clinton, though, Bill got it. He, too, was a people guy. He's still one of the most beloved presidents in U.S. history. Barack Obama, well, he took that American political relationship ability to new levels. Many thought Obama's vice president would be the secret to retaking that narrative. But Biden, well, he is no Barack Obama. And Democrats, not just Democrats, all Americans understand that. Today's Democrats seem to feel there's only one way to regain the White House. For them, that's not going to be a product of the 2020 election. That's why the constant attacks on every person in the Trump administration, along with every policy of Donald Trump. They are operating from the zero-sum game philosophy. Have you heard of that before? Zero-sum game? Let me explain it to you. Here's how it works. It came from economists. In economic theory, a zero-sum game is a mathematical representation of a situation in which each participant's gain or loss is exactly balanced by the losses or gains of the utility of the other participants. If the total gains of the participants are added up and the total losses subtracted, they will sum to zero. In politics, that philosophy dictates there's only one finite number of voters that will be cast in an election. Democrats think that process goes this way. The only way to get more votes is to take votes away from anyone running against their candidate. They're committed to doing anything necessary to win other votes, but not by proving to voters what they propose for political policies that are much better than Trump's policies. Their approach is this: forget about doing more for voters to get more voters or get people that aren't voting to come vote for you, but rather to denigrate Trump and everything he's done while he's in office. They all day, every day attack Mr. Trump without pause. all the while ignoring current status for Americans in the middle of Trump's first. Think back a few years. Hillary campaigned on what was actually the Obama policies continued. She offered nothing new. That's why she could not defeat Donald Trump, the newcomer. Trump got it. He gave voters new ideas. He didn't just try to recycle the old ones. Voters got it and liked it. Therefore, Trump won. Democrats to this day still have not resolved any of that. Hey, we've got some big news just ahead. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this. Don't miss it. I'm serious. Truth News Network, truthnewsnet.org.
TNN, the Truth News Network, wants you in our army of truth seekers. Sign up today at truthnewsnet.org and never miss a story or podcast. Truth News Net has been called the most important voice in conservative American politics and is required listening in university classes as far away as Moscow. TNN is heard in every capital on every continent with listeners around the globe. If you're passionate about the truth and are horrified at the turn of world politics, you are not alone. Sign up today and never miss a fact. TNN, truthnewsnet.org.
How can we say when you book direct at choicehotels.com, you always get the lowest price in our rooms, guaranteed?
Let's get someone to say it with a really low voice. Carl?
Lowest price guaranteed.
What about the world's lowest limbo stick?
How low can you go?
Nice one, Carl.
Hey, I've got an idea. Just say bada book, bada boom.
Bada book, bada boom.
Nice.
Always the lowest price guaranteed. Book now at choicehotels.com.
When Bolshevik Barbie throws shade, you have the weapon of light, the truth. TNN, the Truth News Network.
Let me ask you a question. Who the heck is Bolshevik Barbie that Pete's talking about there? I don't get it, but we got a lot of truth for you here. So what does the Democrat Party plan for 2020 to win the White House, hold their majority in the House, and win back the Senate? Impeach Donald Trump to remove him from office, making an election victory for a second term as president an impossibility. Democrats offer no new policies, no fixes for any America's broken issues. Americans understand that after 3 full years of nothing but attack after attack against President Trump, they get it. Meanwhile, the nation on every level continues to soar economically across the board for every American. Democrats are lost in that and have no alternative other than this, the Trump attack mode. Dems have no leadership. The leaders they have are feckless, angry, and partisan politicians, nothing more. Americans get it. This failure in substance by Democrats is why among the 24 Democrat presidential candidates that begin this whole thing for the White House, one by one have thrown in the towel after lackluster campaigns that resulted only in rejection by Americans. Why? There's nothing new. Their answer is to get madder and more desperate and up the ante for impeaching Donald Trump. They're going to try to do that a second time. It would do nothing but frustrate Americans who might even consider a Democrat alternative to a Trump second term if there was any substantive policies on the Democrat menu from which voters could choose. Their menu is blank. Some say Democrats are stupid for their continued craziness. Others hold hope that they will realize their error and make a move in a different direction. But then there are others that believe Democrats don't have the capacity to right the ship. So what's going to happen? Well, don't know what the end result is going to be regarding Democrats, but they will investigate, and probably another impeachment attempt or two. And for Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and Eric Swalwell, impeachment is the only way for them to gain notoriety for anything Americans could even remember that might be substantive on their part that could result from their service in Congress. It's a shame any members of the Democrat Party feel that philosophy is good for America. Wow. Can you believe impeachment is really here again after all we've been through over the past 3 years? Oh my gosh. Get ready. We'll handle it. We'll all handle it together. And oh, by the way, that big thing that I wanted to tell you about, you don't want to miss tomorrow's Truth News Network story and podcast. we are going to unleash some information about the truth of the coronavirus. It's going to blow your mind. This is stuff that you're not hearing or seeing. This is under the cover of the reality that's going on, not just in China, but elsewhere around the world. So make sure you're here tomorrow morning at Truth News Net, truthnewsnet.org. Till tomorrow, have a great Valentine's Day today. My 45th wedding anniversary, incidentally. So it's been a good 45. Looking forward to another 45. I introduced my wife the other day as my first wife, and she almost killed me. It's the truth. But that's not quite the way you talk about your wife of 45 years. Hey, have a great one. So long, everybody.
Conservative thought, not just talk. TNN. The Truth News Network.